This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. When teaching the book of Jonah, I've often been asked, whatever happened to Jonah? The book ends abruptly, leaving you hanging in regard to Jonah's life. As I've thought about this, I realized it was indeed Jonah who wrote the book, and it doesn't portray his life in a flattering way. As he wrote about his experience, he was ruthlessly honest. You'll notice he does extol God, his character, his compassion, and his ability to accomplish what he sets out to do. He presents what God did in Nineveh in a positive way. The more I thought about it, I wondered if God gave him a prescription for deliverance from depression. Start journaling. Writing this book could have been God's prescribed therapy to deliver Jonah from depression, and in addition, help him wrestle with his problem of anger. The book ends with the words of God, "Should I not be concerned about that great city?" Possibly as a result of journaling, Jonah came to the same conclusion, but now in humility he didn't want to exalt or draw attention to himself. Maybe he finally learned that God's agenda is what really matters, not his own. Anyone who learns that will be healthier both emotionally and spiritually, and their life will be fulfilled and fruitful. If what I've surmised is accurate, it would probably be wise for us to journal, noting what we're learning from God and applying it to our lives. I don't journal on a regular basis, but whenever I go on a trip in ministry, I journal just to be able to recount those things that God graciously does in me and through me.